Welcome to Nothing to Be Found, episode number 3. I am Samuel, and today we're going to explore the idea of embracing uncertainty. And the thing is, with uncertainty can be deeply uncomfortable. Our minds crave control, stability, predictability. But life is just this constant flow of change, and learning to embrace the unknown is one of the most powerful practices that we can cultivate. In this episode, I'm going to share a story about a time when I faced a lot of uncertainty, and how I used tools like journaling, yoga, mindfulness to navigate it. We'll also explore the yogic principle of Ishvara Pranidhana, or surrender, and its role in staying grounded in the face of the unknown. So then, uncertainty. Uncertainty is something we all experience. It's that discomfort of not knowing what's around the corner. Our minds like to respond to uncertainty with fear, creating narratives about these worst case scenarios to protect us. And this instinct can hold us back from fully experiencing life, from fully embodying our experience of life. In yogic philosophy, there's this principle called Ishvara Pranidhana, which is one of the 5 niyamas in the Yoga Sutras. And what it translates to is to surrender to a higher power, whether that be the divine, God, nature, community, however you want to look at that. But yeah, surrendering to something greater than yourself. It's not about passivity or like merely just allowing yourself to be manipulated or something like that, or giving up, but it's more about this trusting of life and recognizing that we can't control everything. And this surrender allows us to find peace amidst change. So I delve into a little personal story now of myself in recent years about facing uncertainty. So in 2023, I find myself like facing this. It was a period of immense uncertainty. I was off work due to grief, having lost someone close to me, a close friend. But I was privileged to get 6 months full sick pay. But that time passes quick, and the weight of this uncertainty, like, it became strong, it began to grow. And at home, like, life was already full. My son was being homeschooled. There were these other responsibilities that demanded my attention. The loss of my friend, it just became this wake-up call to the fragility of life and the importance of prioritizing the things that really do matter. And for some time, I'd been contemplating on teaching yoga and stepping into this world of health and well-being, but I hadn't yet made that actionable. I was always kind of playing it safe. So I made the leap. I booked a teacher training at the Yogkulam in Rishikesh in India. And at the same time, I decided that returning to my employer full time was not going to be an option. And the job, whilst it was financially stable, it was actually quite detrimental to my health, my well-being, and especially to the ones that were closest to me, especially with all the things that I had going on personally at the time at home. But there was this fear, like this growing fear, and that I had no long-term savings. And after my pay dropped after the 6 months, it left me questioning, like, shit, can I survive on this? Like, is this enough for me to be able to support my family? And there was like this back and forth going on between myself and the HR department. They just like kept denying my repeated requests for these part-time hours, or and eventually like job share. And it was just this massive, massive inner conflict that I was facing. And it was like all these just fearful thoughts about money and security. And they were just plaguing my mind, these narratives, just like running away with like, oh, you're not going to have enough money. You're not going to be able to do this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stay safe, stay safe. But the way that I kind of worked through this was through journaling. Like, I began to like confront these fears, wrote down the worst case scenarios. Like, I was writing down the best outcomes, and I pretty much wrote down every argument that my mind kind of threw at me. And by releasing them on this page, recognizing that none of these narratives were certain, and they were just hypothetical outcomes imagined by this ego trying to keep me in this comfort zone. And my meditation practice grounded me at the time as well. Like, it always kept me grounded in the present moment, reminding myself that right now I am safe, I am fed, sheltered, supported. Life is okay in this moment. In this moment right now, there's nothing missing. It lacks nothing. And the thing with following these narrations of the mind, they will always take us to these places that are really dire. And it's like, but when it actually arrives in the moment itself, never ever as bad as the mind will have you believe it's going to be. So by embracing uncertainty, like, I stood my ground. Eventually, I secured this job share, these part-time hours, became a yoga teacher and stepped into this unknown with trust. Life is change. It's constant change. Life is, that's all it is moments popping into and out of existence, constantly changing moods, feelings, all of it. And there is the only certainty, the one thing that remains certain is awareness itself. The only constant, this thing at the bedrock, at the foundation of our being, this underlying consciousness, the only thing that never ever changes, awareness itself. So some key lessons and practical takeaways from all this is that uncertainty is unavoidable. But the thing is, like, how we respond to uncertainty makes all the difference. And there are a few practices that I can say definitely help me, and hopefully they can help you as well navigate any uncertainty that you may come across in your life. So the first one is journaling. Like, write down your fears. Like, just put them all onto the paper. Write down these worst case scenarios. Like, write down the best outcomes. Like, we're always like thinking, what if it goes wrong? But what if it goes right? And then by putting these thoughts on paper, you kind of like release their grip on your mind, and you see them truly for what they are. They're just narratives. They're just these stories, these labels that the mind, the ego is just repeating to try and keep you in this image, this illusory image of the self, this comfortable illusory image. So yeah, write down your fears, worst case scenarios, best outcomes, put it all on the page. Let that journal be your therapist. The second one, mindfulness, meditation, stay present. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, pause and notice the breath. And by doing a formal seated meditation and then maybe setting like a timer on your watch or on your phone to like just be interspersed throughout the day to like remind you to come to the breath, because that's the trouble is, as some say, just focus on your breath when your mind wanders away with you. But if you're not training yourself to have this focus, then you can easily get lost with the narration. So setting this timer, I find really helpful throughout the day to just intersperse these moments of mindfulness here and there throughout the day, and just remind yourself of what's true in the moment. Like, a great question you can ask yourself is like, what's lacking in this moment? Is there anything lacking in this moment? And the answer is usually no. This moment is complete. This moment's whole. If you feel shit, if you feel angry, if you feel any of these sort of like quote unquote negative emotions, the moment's still complete. There's nothing missing from it. Right, just by allowing yourself to embody and feel even emotions like fear, but allowing them to just be and then subside on their own. But the thing is once we become attached to them, when we chase them, we give them this space, we give them this image that they are a thing. But if we just see them for what they are, allowing them to unwind on their own. Yeah. So second one, mindfulness. Number three, surrender. Practice Ishwara Pranidhana by acknowledging what is beyond your control. Shift your focus to see what you can control, your mindset, your reactions, your actions, and just really don't get hung up on these uncontrollable factors. But that doesn't mean like you give up on everything. You don't just surrender to everything, because it's like really honor the things that you can control. Really honor the way that you can choose to react, the way that you are in yourself. So yeah, surrender. And just know that uncertainty is not the enemy. Like, uncertainty is literally this space where life unfolds. And the more we learn to embrace it, the more peace we can find. And I think that's about it. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Nothing to Be Found. I hope my story and reflections on embracing uncertainty maybe resonated with you. If this episode was helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit. And remember, life is ever changing, but awareness is constant. And until next time, stay curious, stay present. Peace.